Tanya, I have great news.
Yes?
With all of your wedding activities on the horizon, I thought you'd be excited to find out the sale you wait for is finally here. Macy's Friends and Family Sale.
Yes! What perfect timing.
You can get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more.
This is incredible. I need to plan for my bachelorette party, bridal shower, rehearsal dinner. I mean, so now I know exactly where to look.
Exactly. And you can get 15% off beauty, makeup, and more, plus free shipping when you spend $25.
Amazing. Macy's Friends and Family Sale is April 25th through May 5th. Shop at Macy's.com and in-store. Becca, do you want a clean that matches your vibe?
Sure.
Are you tired of meh smelling cleaning products?
Totally.
Well, then clean confidently with coconut scented Clorox Scentiva. Its powerful clean and refreshing scents transform every room in your home into a coastal getaway.
Because it smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like inspiration.
Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card?
With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve.
Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rapp, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hello, everybody. We are scrubbing in.
Yes, we are. Scrub-a-dub-dub.
Chipper.
That's right. Just woke up from an hour nap, baby.
Yeah, not in the parking garage.
Nope. Went. Felt more civil to go home and sleep on my couch.
And yet... You wasted what? An hour and a half?
I wasted an hour and a half in the car. I know. I could have slept for 2.5 hours in the garage, but I ended up sleeping 1 hour at home. That's the trade-off.
I feel like there are corners of this floor that you could find to sleep in.
You could have gone into the studio. JoJo Siwa studio.
Yeah, it's comfortable in there.
I don't know comfortable, but there is a couch.
Yeah. You know, it's a trade-off. It's like comfort for a little time. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Comfort of my own home.
Right.
Lose an hour and a half.
Fair.
We have an exciting episode today because,
just tell them right now what you did over the weekend.
All weekend, if there was time and Haley and I were together, we were sitting watching Traitors. Which...
That's what I was going for.
Yeah, was that Little Mermaid?
Yeah.
What you
yes, yes. Yes, Little Mermaid.
Yeah, so I was like, you know what? I'm just going to bite the bullet, get Peacock, and get started. And at first, Haley was like, oh, yeah, we can watch it. But she wasn't
excited.
Like, oh, wait for me. So I kind of started on my own, and then I fell asleep after I FaceTimed her. So then I waited for her to get back, and I was like, let's start this together because I, you know, could be a good show to watch together. She is obsessed. She's like, this is the best show I've ever
seen.
And we really enjoyed it. So we have one more episode.
And then we have the reunion.
Yeah. So we have one more episode of the show and then the reunion.
So you like binge the whole season.
Yes. And one thing about me is like, I can binge a scripted show, but reality TV is hard for me to binge. But for whatever reason, we did it. I finally told her last night. I was like, I've got to go to sleep. I can't watch another episode.
I'm actually jealous because it was on Peacock, they were releasing one episode a week.
I know.
So I had
to
wait
to binge
several weeks for this.
But you know, I like the traditional once a week episode situation.
I do not.
I know. It is so good. And also Parvati is like, Haley's obsessed with her.
Okay, so it's interesting that because Becca texted me and she was like, do Survivor fans like Parvati? And I said, yeah I think so.
100% in my opinion.
So because she's definitely has the villain energy. So
yes.
I was like, do people root for her or are they?
She does have villain energy.
Would they like her if she wasn't a hot girl?
Probably not. Yeah.
There's something just like very, you're like drawn to her on the screen.
Yeah, you should see her on Survivor. They have pulled off some crazy stuff on that show.
Yeah, so she's incredible. we're really trying to get her on Scrubbing In. And yes. I'm excited now because I was already like, all right, I can't wait to watch Mark and Tanya interview her. But now I feel involved.
Yeah,
so.
Because Survivor is like her past life. Now she's Traitors.
Yeah.
But imagine like me. So I was a huge fan of Real World Road Rules Challenges.
Yeah.
I'm a huge Love Island fan. Yeah. So like I know everybody on that cast. I knew everybody except for like four.
Yeah. I don't know a ton. I knew people from the Road Rules Real World stuff. What did I say?
Road
did
Rules Real Road World.
Yeah. That's a real tongue twister.
The Challenge. The Gauntlet.
And that was really it. And Pilot Pete, obviously.
And the Housewives? You didn't know any of the Housewives? I
don't watch Housewives, so I didn't really know any of them.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so I...
So no Parvati, no Sandra.
No
Trishelle.
One. I knew Trishelle, because she's from Real World.
Okay.
Or Road Rules. And then CT. And Pilot Pete. Those were the ones I knew.
You didn't know Tamra? You know Tamra?
Oh, yeah,
Teddy
I know Tamra. Yeah. Okay, so just Tamra, though.
Okay. And Larsa and Michael?
I guess I know of Larsa, but didn't even realize she was a housewife.
MJ, you don't know MJ from Shaws of Sunset?
No.
Do you live under a rock?
No. I mean, I could say the same
Shaws
about
of
you.
Sunset is the right example.
Yeah. I think there's some other people in there where I could be living under a rock, but I don't know if it... Love MJ, but not sure that me not knowing her is me living under a rock.
Wow. I just didn't know the Big Brother people and Peppermint.
Yeah, I didn't either.
That's it.
Well, so at first I was very annoyed by the host, Alan Cummings. Like I felt the drama of it. I was like, oh no. And I was thinking to myself, Tanya loves an annoying host because she loves Love Island UK and the it's not the host, I guess, that it's the
He's
voiceover
like the commentator.
Guy. Drives me. I can barely. That's why one of the reasons I can't watch it.
Oh my gosh, I find him so funny.
Yeah, everyone does. Everyone loves him. When I posted about that, everyone was very upset with me. But as it got into it, I actually love him now.
Because he makes it a thing. Like he makes it feel like it's kind of like a charade. You know what I mean? Like it's not real life. They're in this game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He is also really funny. His little quips here and there make me laugh.
So funny. I was kind of annoyed that, you didn't watch the reunion. They had Andy Cohen host the reunion. And
well,
I'm like, dude, Alan Cummings could do this no problem.
I know. I was wondering that too. So
give that guy the job.
Have you watched enough?
I watched the first episode because I am a Tamra Judge fan.
Okay.
And I just wanted to see her. But
you
don't
get hooked?
I did not get hooked.
How?
I'm sorry. I don't know.
It's okay. I mean, here's my thing. I have played Mafia many times, like in a group setting, and I always hate it because to me, there's always that one person who's not paying attention, and then the game starts and they're like, wait, what are we doing? And nothing irks me more than someone who's not competitive in the game.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Who's just like not paying attention and like not
totally.
Playing. I'm like, just don't play.
Yeah.
You know? So I've always had this weird thing about Mafia. So basically, Traitors is a glorified, staged, elaborate.
But they're all
Mafia.
Intense in it.
Yeah.
They care so much.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
So I appreciate you guiding
turning
me
you on. Thank you so much. It feels so validating to hear that from your mouth.
Phaedra is a legend.
A legend. I cannot. If we could get Phaedra,
I would freak out. And then, I get what you remember when you kept saying, oh, Pilot Pete has some game. And I was like, I don't know what you're like with the ladies. What are you talking about?
Do you get it now?
Yeah, but he kind of bugged me on the show.
Because he was so righteous.
Smug.
Yes. Like, no, I will not be a traitor. I'm
I
faithful.
Know.
I'm like, just do it.
I got so mad about that.
Me too.
Both Haley and I were like, oh, I'm like, this is a game. No, these are not your friends. But I do think because Haley was like, we should go on. And I go, we couldn't together because I would lie straight to your face. Like, I would be in it to win the game.
Yeah, there was a part, like, there was a spoiler alert. There's a part where, like, Phaedra and her other, Sheree, are, like, best friends. They've been each other for, like, 20 years. And Phaedra's a traitor and Sheree is a faithful. And they're getting down to the wire. There's not very many of them left. So she's believed that she's a faithful the whole time. And she's like, look me in the eye and tell me you're not a traitor. And I was like, that like it killed me. Like it honestly crushed me because I was like, that's your best friend of 20 years and you're just lying to her face.
Well, and I was thinking the same thing with you. I would fully lie straight to your face and
And I wouldn't trust anyone. I would. Oh, you haven't seen the finale. Oh. I would not trust a single person. But I also think if you go in there as a couple, like I think Larsa and Michael became a target really quick because people saw them as like a pair.
Right.
So I don't know if that, I think that it does not work to your advantage.
I was trying to see if I would see you as a faithful or a traitor.
Faithful. I would be the worst traitor.
I don't know. I think you could play it off. I think you could almost, it would come full circle to the point that no one would even suspect you because it'd be so obvious.
I think as a faithful, I would be so annoying as a faithful that it would give off traitor energy. Do you know what I mean? Because I'd be so invested.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I think traitor might be better for you.
I think I'd be banished pretty quickly because they would think I was a traitor.
Yeah. It's a really good show. I really enjoyed it. Really well done. Would love to see one. Oh, so Ashley.
Yeah, so Peacock casting department, if you're listening, you have two willing people to
willing
come
and able.
On. Willing and able to come on your show. Although now I feel like because it was so popular season
it's gonna
two.
Blow up. They might have really big celebrities.
Yes. So I feel like season one was where we really should have gone in because they had normies and celebrities.
No, I feel like this past season would have been the
season one was regular normal people mixed with celebrities, so it was like the Suri, Ari from The Bachelor, Kate from Below Deck. So they had all those people, and they had like a bunch of normies.
Okay, if you could have a dream Traitors cast, give me three people from that dream cast.
Okay, Tony from Survivor.
I don't know who that is.
100%. Okay. He's won two seasons of Survivor. Okay. He's like. Good.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, this is a hard question.
Well, Ashley and Taylor and I were talking about it.
Ashley who? My Ashley?
Yeah.
Oh, cute.
She we're just in a group chat and stuff. She said Gypsy Rose, which I was like, oh, that's a good one.
Oh man.
That is a good one. That is a really good one.
I couldn't think of a better one than Gypsy Rose. I'd love to see Kate Middleton since we don't know where she is.
Yeah, Kate Middleton, I don't think would go
what
on
if she
that
popped
show.
Up on the next? Where is that? Where she's been?
No.
Filming season three.
Those are kind of. I feel like you have to really kind of go within reach.
Gypsy Rose feels very.
Gypsy Rose is very. In
that would be neat if a reality show got so big and popular and beloved that actual celebrities went on it. That would be pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, the people last season are actual celebrities. No.
No, he's talking. There's D-list and then there's celebrities.
Right.
Like Bradley Cooper's.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that would be cool.
Because think like actors being able to put on their acting chops too.
And then if enough of them love it so much, get
the
like
Friends
Selena
cast?
Gomez on
what if
there.
They got the Friends cast? Right.
I'm so happy you're watching this. You have no idea.
All right. Well, there think about like your this, list and then get back to me.
There's this episode. There's this. Mission where they had to like jump from like log to log in the water is like one of the final ones.
Yeah.
And like none of them could make it. And making me laugh so hard because they look so close together. Like I'm like, how are none of them making it across? Like leapfrogging over these little things. It was so funny to me. I was laughing that entire episode.
I felt like some of the missions were really simple and then some of them were so hard. I was like, there's no in between here.
Time that was to be alive.
That was,
or what if they did like a podcasting season where it was like all podcasters in there?
I don't find that to be as interesting, but
I agree.
Like, well, unless you get the smartless guys or something.
Yeah,
you know?
Jason Bateman.
Dax Shepard is going to be on there.
Alex Cooper, the Toast Girls, the Chicks in the Office. What else do you want?
Not that.
Oh, you know what?
Jay Shetty.
Oh, see? He'd be good, actually.
Yeah, I bet. Okay, so also, what did you do this weekend since that was majority of my time?
What did I do this weekend? I did, oh my gosh. It's really weird when you think back on your weekends because it's like a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And when I think about what I did, I'm like, I did absolutely nothing. Watched a lot. I caught up on Survivor. I finished Traitors. I caught up on like all my TV like that.
Uh-huh.
We had the kids. So we just did a lot of like kid activities. Mm-hmm. We meal prepped. So I finished my gut cleanse and I was obsessed with it.
Uh-huh.
And so Robbie and I spent like 2 hours on Saturday and 2 hours on Sunday food prepping for the week.
I'm really happy you found your person. I am. because nothing sounds worse to me.
Like, look, I'll show you.
And I'm happy you found someone that is just as excited about it as
you. Well, because he was like, what did you like so much with cleanse? I was like, I love that every day I knew what I was eating. I didn't have to think about what's for dinner. I didn't have to think about what's for lunch. I just put it in my thing. And so here's all of our food. Egg salad on the corner, salmon salad, salmon fillets, salads, chia pudding, just all right there, ready to go, ready to just grab and go.
See, I feel like Haley would love that. So maybe you can include her in the next one.
Yeah,
I can send her. Her whole thing is just not having something easily accessible to grab.
And just, I don't have to think about it. Yeah. It's like, boom, right there.
Yeah.
It's like I'm in creation in my home, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Grab
right
and go.
There. Right there.
I also got my eyebrows laminated. You didn't they say anything great. About them.
You're glowing. You're looking fresh, lit up. Seriously, considering you had to set your alarm for what time?
3:45.
You're looking fresh and alive.
Really?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Well, I am in my fixer upper era.
Yes, which I want to get to because this is hilarious to me, but I think we should take a break and come back.
Okay. Becca, let's talk about one of our goals for 2024, shopping sustainably.
Yes. And you know what's been amazing? Being able to shop sustainably at Macy's.
Agreed. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference.
It's so refreshing. I've been loving exploring their selection from brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more.
Plus, here's something really special. Macy's is not just talking the talk, they're walking the walk. Did you know that they're bringing more parks to more people by supporting the Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards project?
It's incredible. They're transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces, making sure our communities are healthy and livable for generations to come.
And here's where we can all make a difference. You can join Macy's in this incredible effort by donating online or in store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
Every little bit counts, and together we can create a greener, more sustainable future.
So head over to macys.com/purpose to learn more and make your contribution today.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes, 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
2 sisters and 1 friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Tanya, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home?
Honestly, no, there's not.
I swear when my house is clean, I feel motivated to do more, like at-home workouts or organizing my closet. I just feel more productive, like I'm ready to take on the day.
I totally agree. When my kitchen is clean and spotless, it makes things like meal prepping fly by. Clorox Scentiva provides a trusted clean with refreshing scents.
Find your home's signature scent. Is it coconut, grapefruit, or lavender? There's a scent for every vibe.
Step up your cleaning game.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. All right, we're back. So Tanya, before the break, mentioned that she is in her fixer upper era. And I find this to be a very relatable thing that people go through. So I wanted to have a conversation about it because this all started with a poorly lit photo that, did Robbie take it?
No, bless his heart, Scotty Fink, my mentor. Love him to death. And it was literally not even, I didn't know he was even taking it.
Yeah, it was candid.
Just, it was candid. I was with my dog, Sunny, and I was just, I just skied the whole day. So if anybody that's out there that skis knows, when you take those goggles off, you at least for me, I feel like I look like a 100-year-old. Like my skin is all
chapped
and growled and my face is all red and like things are just like not cute. So that is the impetus to this photo. So we just finished a whole day of skiing. We were sitting there. I was holding my dog and he sends me this photo of me and Sunny and I look at it and I was just like, is this what I look like right now? Like I have let myself go. I do think like before I got engaged, I was so like, I had to always be on top of my, you know, my nails were always done. Everything was always like, I was just ready.
You were just ready for any moment.
Yes, for 9 months, essentially. Yeah. So after it happened, I feel like I kind of just let loose a little.
You said,
like,
I got the ring. I got the ring.
I got the bling. I don't need to do a thing.
Oh, nice. I was trying to think of a nice.
Yeah. And so I saw that photo and I was like, oh my gosh, let's pick it back up and let's get this girl camera ready. So
and that photo is on Instagram right now. Go ahead and look. Go to your Tanya's Instagram. Yep, check it out.
Yeah.
I would love to see that photo.
Wait, show you. On Instagram?
No, he's
I was like, wow, that is modern woman energy.
I sent it to Becca.
She'll just send it to me every now and then. There's no contact. She just sends me the photo. Zoomed in.
I'll say, good morning.
Yeah. But also, let me just say, it was on top of another thing. On top of...
You're overreacting.
Is this what I look like in real life?
I mean, sometimes it's fine. You look fine in that photo. You look fine now.
Sometimes, she says.
Men just don't get it.
I sent it to Sierra and she was like, you do not look like that, Tanya. And I was like, thank you.
I'm telling you, it's like overhead lighting.
Can you see it, Ethan?
I can see it. You do not look like that.
Okay, thank you.
That is extremely doctored, if you ask me.
That's cheating by Ethan. You told him what to say.
I would have said that.
Ethan said that's extremely doctored. Someone put a filter on that.
Yes.
But anyways, I think it's such a relatable thing to see a photo of ourselves. Like it could be the worst lighting. Think about how you look in the mirror, you get ready and you're like, I'm killing it. Like I am ready to take photos. And then someone takes a photo of you and it's either bad lighting or it's a bad angle. And you're like, oh, this is not how it was supposed to turn out.
I've honestly like never been shook like this before because I enjoy going on social media without makeup on. Like I post myself without makeup on. I'm used to seeing myself regular Tanya. Yeah. I think this photo really rocked me because
that photo cannot be replicated in nature though. That's the thing. Like that has to be done through angles and lighting and stuff. That is only in the camera.
So I do want to talk about that though, because I do think we always talk about the pressure of women and how we have to look and keep up certain things and we, you know, do it. And you're very open about being makeup free and natural and, you know, that's something that you talk a lot about. So when you see yourself in a bad photo with bad lighting and you're immediately like, I gotta fix this. Does it come from a place of like where does it come from?
That's a great question, Becca. Maybe I should ask my therapist. I'm not totally sure.
I do that, but I'm also like, I love makeup and I rarely post when I don't have makeup on. Like I don't like.
Right. Like I'm fine. Like I'm totally at peace and comfortable with myself without makeup on, without my hair done. Like I really am. But I think I guess I imagined that I look different than this photo that I saw. Maybe I have body dysmorphia when I look in the mirror and I think I'm like Gisele Bündchen or something. But I don't know. It was very weird. Like I was like, oh my gosh, like I have to really like start taking care of myself a little bit more. And so I like did all, I like went totally overboard. My eyebrows are laminated because I feel like it's supposed to like elongate your features.
Okay. Also, when Tanya showed me this photo, she goes, also, there's this new way that you're supposed to do your eyebrows. And it's like, instead of going down, you do up. So you like wing your filling in your eyebrow pencil, you go up instead of angling it down. Do you see? And I look, and it's just a faded brown line coming like an angle off your eyebrow. And I'm like thinking to myself, I know that's not what was supposed to be done, but I need to see the original. So she showed me the video and I sent it to the Sona. Okay. And she's like, I'm dying laughing. And she did a diagram for me to send you more like this and not.
Thank you.
But you don't have to do that anymore because you got them laminated.
What I realized is that I don't really know how to do my makeup either. So when I saw it was Sona, is what Sona Gasparian?
Yeah.
That's her Instagram. If anybody wants to check out her eyebrow tutorial. But she did one eyebrow kind of where everybody does the shape of the eyebrow, like, you know, like a rainbow. And then she did the other one where she kind of like winged it up. And I was like, oh my gosh, like she looks like a different person on the left side. And I was like, I've been doing it wrong my whole life. So I take my eyebrow powder and I like go up and I realize my eyebrow powder is 3 shades lighter than my actual eyebrows. So I'm like, what was I doing with this for the last 3 years? But you know, I went to Sephora and I got new eyebrow pencils.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay, so what, eyebrows laminated, what else was included in Fixer Upper, Tanya?
Fresh Botox.
I love fresh Botox.
Yeah, made an appointment the day after I saw that photo.
Uh-huh.
I bought a red light mask.
Oh, like the scary ones?
Yeah.
Okay, have you gotten that in yet?
No,
okay.
I have not gotten that in. And then, I'm getting my tooth fixed.
Okay, what's the tooth thing again?
I have like a stain on my tooth and it's called something, I don't know. My dentist was like, it's easy, I can fix it next time
it
you come
like
in.
They whiten it?
It's not whiten, it's like a stain in the inside.
Oh.
It's called something, but he seemed to think that he could fix it.
He's
right
not worried
out.
About it.
He's not worried about it. I just have to go. I just have to make the appointment. So that's
And you got a facial yesterday.
And I got a facial yesterday. So yes, things are looking up.
Yeah, I mean, you're glowing.
Thank you.
Everything's fixed up.
Thank you so much.
So once you get the tooth that I don't even notice, once you get that settled for your mental health.
That's right.
Great.
Bride Chilla coming in.
Bride Chilla indeed.
That's right.
Any wedding updates that you'd like to share?
Nope.
Great. Are you're thinking about dress shopping in the soon time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Soon. I just want to know where I'm getting married before I get my dress.
Oh, that's going to change it.
I don't know if it's going to change it, but I feel like it's going to change the vibe. You know what I mean?
Interesting.
Like if I'm getting married in Italy, it's going to be a different mindset than if I'm getting married in LA.
Oh.
You don't think it's going to change the dress? Or like Palm Springs? What if it's like really hot? Or what if I'm getting married in the winter?
Weather-wise, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But like the shape of the dress, do you have an idea?
So everybody says that you think you know what you're going to want and then you get in there and something comes over you and you end up with like a cupcake dress. You know what I mean? Like in my mind, I think I want like that mermaid shape, you know, where it kind of goes like this and then it billows out at the bottom.
Yeah.
That's what I think I want. But then I think I'm going to go in there and I'm going to put on like a dress that looks like a Cinderella ball and that's where I'm going to be.
Okay. So you never know till you know.
Exactly.
Open
to the opportunity, not attached to the outcome.
Wow, that quote has been used many times on this podcast different seasons of your life.
Yes, and here it is again.
So
I did
speaking
watch
of
the,
dresses.
The Oscars.
Yeah.
Nice.
First of all, can we shout out our girl Kelty Knight because she had maybe the best look
dress
that I saw in what I saw from last night. She looked incredible. We love Kelty.
I agree. I love that she was in pink. I thought pink would be a much
hotter color
because of Barbie, and I feel like there was very little pink.
I think pink's kind of hard though. A lot of people I don't think gravitate towards pink, so I think if you're gonna do pink, you have to really commit to being out of your comfort
zone. Ariana Grande's pink was really, did you see her?
Mm-mm.
She had a pink dress, kind of looked like Kelty, but a different, it was like bubblegum pink.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was pretty cute.
Yeah.
Did Kelty ever find the ring she lost at the Globes? Or the diamond?
No.
Everyone stopped talking about that.
I know. Really died quick.
Yeah.
It was all the rage and then.
Well, it probably would have came back if she'd have found it, but I guess she didn't.
Right.
Yeah.
Dark. Well, I didn't watch, so if y'all have anything you want to share with me about her opinions.
Did you see Emily Blunt's dress? Emily Blunt and Florence Pugh? The straps of their dresses, they were metal and they were like up. They sat above their shoulders.
Yeah, there's a lot of space.
It was so interesting.
Oh, like it's almost
like floating on them.
But it's almost like it's a structured dress.
Yeah,
like
and can you put Florence Pugh too?
I shall.
It was the same type of thing.
Like
and I'm
you
like,
put too much starch in it in the laundry and then it comes out all stiff.
But I'm like, is this a trend that I'm not aware of?
Probably.
Yeah.
Florence's go even higher.
Yeah, because there was two of them with it. I'm like, what the heck is going on?
It's really beautiful.
I also love that Margot Robbie was in black because I feel like it was...
She's like...
the end of an era, you know, like she's like, Barbie's over and here's my dress for the funeral, you know?
Oh, wow. The funeral. Barbie will live on forever.
Right, right.
She is Barbie forever.
But that is like,
she
really
was saying, this is the end of my Barbie era.
Yes.
For now.
Very apropos.
According to Vogue, those are called floating straps.
Thank you, Mark.
Are they coming in 2024?
Apparently, yeah.
Oh, Mark, really? I wish you wouldn't have said according to Vogue and you just like,
you guys,
you're like,
you guys, excuse me.
This is just a floating strap. Where have y'all been? Also, I noticed there were a lot of nipples out at the after party. I think Florence Pugh and there was another actress. I saw it on the Chicks in the Office account. And you know, that really gets people in discourse in the comments.
The nipples?
Full nipples. Yeah, because now they don't block them. There's never, you know how.
Oh, free the nipples, like a thing?
Yeah, I mean, they've unless maybe they got them, they've been freed.
I'm once again Googling Oscar nipples.
Do you remember Hunter Schafer? This is not this Oscars, but Hunter Schafer to the after party, she wore the feather. And I'm like, I've always wanted to do that.
Yeah, it was just like a thin thing cover. Yeah,
yeah.
I know. I don't think I could ever fully free the nip, but.
No, not fully.
But they're not free, right? They're covered. They're just see-through. Is that the deal?
No. Oh.
Oh, yeah, this Florence Pugh. You can just see through it.
It's like a chain dress, I guess.
Florence Pugh.
Oh, yeah. Sure enough.
Well, I mean.
A lot of sheer dresses this year.
I like it.
Oh, yeah. I think I saw a different photo of that. But that looks more just like it was sheer. And maybe it was supposed to be covered on that in that one area.
You know what I found? You know
was that a slip?
You know what I found last night to be like really sweet? That first of all, I feel like all award season, the shows have been better than ever.
I agree.
More interesting than
like
ever.
I feel like we're figuring out award shows in 24. That's what it felt like this year.
Yeah. Like usually they're so painfully boring. There were moments last night that I like, obviously I took a shower because I was like, this is so boring. But overall, I felt like there was like this different sense of, I don't know. And I felt the way that they did it where they had the old winners come out.
That
and
was
kind
great.
Of, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it felt like for the first time I saw Hollywood as high school.
Oh.
And they're all winning these awards, like they're winning Homecoming Queen and they're da-da-da.
Superlatives.
It was like the first time where I felt that and it was actually really like cool.
I just felt like it felt very, everyone's celebrating each other this year. It didn't, and I felt like aside from the, what was the guy's name, the comedian that just failed?
Oh,
Joe Coy.
Joe Coy.
Do you know that Joe Coy was the one that our infamous partner conversation about?
Yeah, obviously.
Anyways.
Not the right
after
partner.
After that, I felt like the hosting got better. It was more, it was like funny jokes, but not
pointed at people.
Digs, you know? And I think that changed the atmosphere a little bit. And it was like the year of Barbie. And it felt like, I don't know. There was just something cute about it.
Yeah. I don't know. I really, really enjoyed it. Emma Stone got some heat actually because she was at the bar with like other A-listers during kind of like the boring awards. You know, like that's when I took a shower, to be honest.
But didn't they win during that?
Yeah.
And she ran?
She ran to the TV.
Yeah.
But people are kind of up in arms that like she was hobnobbing it up at the bar with her friends instead of like being there for her castmates and stuff, which I found to be actually interesting.
Yeah, I think that when your movie that you're a part of, even if you're not involved in winning the award, I think it's a good look if you're sitting there
to cheer them on. Yeah, I know. But then again, I'm like, it's a long award show. When is she going to go to the bar?
Yeah,
not when she's nominated.
Well, I also don't think you realize how fast those things go, because I could see her going to the bar and then seeing someone and people are congratulating her.
Yeah.
And then she's like, oh my gosh, I have to get back to my seat. So who knows?
Yeah,
people will give people heat about everything.
Well, in a nutshell, I loved it. I loved everything. I thought the jokes were funny. I loved Ryan Gosling doing I'm Just Ken. That was a joy. Billie Eilish's performance was great. Her winning was great. The speeches were great. I even enjoyed the In Memoriam with Andrea Bocelli and his son. I thought it was a really well-executed Oscars.
Yeah, I agree.
And also, you know what? I'm also tired of hating on things just to hate on them.
Who, like what?
Just like in society.
Well,
I'm tired of that too, but what's your example?
Yeah. I guess the example is just social media in general. Like if you go on social media about the Oscars, everything sucked and everything was a travesty and everything was shameful and how dare they, and it's the worst Oscars ever. And
right.
Jimmy
Kimmel's
awful. And
his joke about this was bad.
Yeah,
and that
right.
Was
everything's
bad.
Offensive and everything sucks. And I'm just so sick of it. I think I used to be more like that. I used to be more cynical and, it's so lame. Everything's lame. I don't want to be that guy anymore. Everything was great. I thought it was really, really fun. I want to be part of the opposite of what social media the cesspool it's turned into. I want to be the positive opposite.
And everybody was like bitching about the hour. They started at 4 instead of 5.
That
and
was
like,
great.
I'm so happy about this. Are you joking? I'm in bed and the Oscars are over. Like, what?
But it's like the time change. Everyone all complaining about the time change. I did a whole spiel with Ryan this morning on the show. It's way, I love the time changes.
Well,
I love changing clocks.
You're wrong about that.
I'm right about that.
You're
it's great.
That.
If you embrace it, it's wonderful.
But like, it stays bright so much later now.
Yeah.
I know. But when you're putting yourself in bed and the sun is still up, it's not so fun.
Come on now.
In the grand scheme of things, aside from y'all's schedule right now,
it's better. I like it. Yeah.
7 o'clock, it was still light out. That means summer is coming. Fun is on the way.
And
in November, when we change back the other way, Christmas is coming.
Yeah.
Lights are going on the houses. It's great. Embrace them.
Stop. I'm kind of tired about the negativity of just everything.
Stop complaining.
What?
I hate daylight savings.
But right in the middle of me saying, I hate the negativity.
Do you know what I saw a meme over the weekend, though? It was very funny. It was like, you're going to have to bleep me.
Oh, great.
Whoever the asshole was that decided at 2 a.m. on a Saturday is the best time to spring forward can F themselves. Like, why don't we do this at 4 p.m. on a Monday? And I'm like, you know what? That's so true. Like, it's probably
is true.
You know?
Yeah. Why do they do that?
I don't know.
Probably because we're all asleep. It's the least intrusive way of doing it.
But if it was Monday at 4 and then it was just Monday at 5, I think I would be...
That's true. If everyone got off of work an hour earlier.
Right.
Yeah. That'd be kind of cool.
I know. So,
do you have to work an extra hour?
Tanya for president.
Basically is what I'm saying. 2024. Thank you.
I was in a spin class this morning and he said, we have to stop...
Oh...
Okay, but if you go to like SoulCycle or one of these spin classes, it is you hear the most inspirational quotes of your life while you're fighting for your life.
First of all, I just want to open your eyes. It's more than spin classes. It's now every workout class in LA.
Really?
Yes. I always get some inspirational speech in every class I go to.
Even when there's a sweaty foot in your face?
Yeah, even that one. Mm. They needed to do it in that one because I was about to
fume. They needed you to have some inspirational
calm me down.
This guy really had it figured out though, because he was on the ground roaming around dancing with a microphone, and then he had a girl that was on stage that he was
doing
the moves. I was like, that's the way to do it. But he said, we have to stop asking ourselves if we're good enough for things and start asking if those things are good for us. And I was like,
whoa,
really stuck with me. So it felt like one of those where I left, because sometimes I just roll my eyes because I'm just like, quit talking and let's finish the ride. I'm dying.
The ride. It's not,
the ride.
Yeah.
Of life. Uh-huh. And that one I thought, wow, that is a very profound statement. So I wanted to share. And then also I went to a hot Pilates class that was kind of like a yoga mix with Pilates. Mm-hmm. And I walk in and I had stayed at Haley's and I asked if she had a yoga mat and she goes, yeah, there's one behind the couch in the workout room. So I go grab it. I didn't look at it or anything. I put it under my arm. It's blue, bright blue, and it's like puffy. It's like the color of this on-air thing.
Okay.
So it's not very aesthetically cute, but...
Wait, I have a bright yoga mat. It's like bright neon green.
Something about it being like puffy material just made it... It wasn't the vibe.
Okay.
I go in. There's nowhere to go.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking, scanning...
Panicking.
Do I have to ask someone to scoot over a little bit? I find a little nook. I unroll the mat. I swear it's half my body length. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what am I supposed to do with this? Like, I'm not even going to be able to fit my body on this. So I asked the guy that was bringing the equipment and I'm like, is there any way I can get a mat from the front? And he gives me the most annoyed look. And he's like, you're going to have to get the front desk for that. And I thought like, oh, okay.
Just, okay,
sincerest apology. So I laid my
first
blue
timer,
out mat.
Thanks.
Yeah, give me a break.
Yeah,
laid my ugly blue mat out to save my spot.
Yes, good.
But it was tight quarters.
Yes,
no foot in my face. But I was thinking, if I had a foot in my face, I'd be pretty
exploded.
Upset. I don't know if I would have exploded.
Yeah,
but
if you were in
upset.
Your luteal phase, you would have exploded.
That's the missing factor.
I think I'm entering into my luteal phase.
Oh, ships up.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Guards up, shields up.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll go with that.
We didn't talk about the Love is Blind finale.
I feel like we should include that before we go on a break. What were your thoughts on it?
Well, how long was it? An hour and a half? I watched the entire hour and a half in 10 minutes.
You just...
So boring. It was very long. So much filler.
Yeah.
I was so annoyed about that.
It was my least favorite episode of the season by far.
It's the finale. It should have been like explosive.
I wish that Chelsea and Jimmy would have just gone to the altar for the theatrics of it.
For
the excitement of it.
Yeah. Because
that being the first conversation happening, I was like, I don't care anymore now. Because I knew Amy and Johnny were going to get married.
Me too.
Spoiler alert. Well, I mean, that's okay. Spoiler alert. These are spoiler alerts.
It counts. After you say it, if you yell, spoiler alert, really loud, that counts.
Well,
that's
fine. How our podcast works. That's how we've always done it. And I predicted that AD and Clay were not going to make it. You thought they were.
I thought they were, yes. And I thought if they would not make it, I thought she was going to say no, which is interesting.
I think I thought she was going to say no too.
Yeah.
So that was about it. What happened after that? I didn't watch after Clay and AD.
Yeah. Well, not much. Amy and what's his name?
just said yes,
happily ever after. I'm like, woohoo.
I am very excited about the reunion because I feel like so much has happened. I saw a TikTok with, what were their names? The guy that was always on his phone.
Oh.
And then the girl that he was with, I just saw a TikTok of them today together.
So they're back together?
I don't know. She said, I promise I won't tell it. She did the trend where it's like, I promise your secret's safe with me. And then she does like this and throws the key. And then he steps out the door and acts like he catches it.
You mean Brittany and Kenneth?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're back together?
Wow.
Well, I don't know.
I feel like I need to go on strike against this show.
Why?
Because I just feel as though the casting, I feel like they need to do a little more due diligence to make sure, like, now all these reports are coming out that What's-His-Nuts was engaged right before. The other one had
Jeremy.
A girlfriend. And I'm like, do a little bit better job fine-tuning the cast you're going to put on.
Yeah.
Because I'm tired of it.
We're sick and tired of it.
We're sick and tired of these people coming on here for the accolades.
And pick it outside of Netflix or something with a sign.
Yeah, yes, what's your plan?
I'm going to pick it outside of wherever and get some stuff signed from people that says, please, no more fame wannabes. Let's get the purists back in the mix.
You can't. The purists came because they were purist. There's too much information of what people can get out of going on the show now.
But it's incumbent upon them as the casting department to do their due diligence and their work to make sure that these people were not just fresh out of the...
Tanya, all they want is for us to talk about it, and that's all we're doing is talking about it. So anyways, the reunion is Wednesday, and then we have Chelsea on next Monday.
That's right. Right here.
And I want to ask the hard-hitting questions.
Like what? Like, what do you want to ask her? Let's think about it.
We can't give it away.
Sure, you can give away questions.
You think she's going to listen to the podcast? Because
it's like
a
tease. And you're like, ooh, I want to hear them ask that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I really want to know if her, like, how her watching herself, what she learned about herself, seeing her portrayed in a certain way. Because I'm wondering if she had a moment of like, oh, that's what how I sound when I argue, or that's what it came across, or how much of it was edited, if she liked the way that they edited her.
I need to ask about the editing, because I feel like one of their fights felt like they were fighting about two completely different things. Like, I was like, we are not privy to something that they edited out of this, because it does not even make sense what
they're
arguing
about. I'm like, I always feel bad. And having been, when I was on The Bachelor, I remember thinking my hometown was flawless. I was like, that was beautiful. Everyone, great job, family. Like, y'all were great. And then the way it got edited made my family look so cold and just like stiff, which they were all nervous. You know, they were like, what the heck are we doing? But I was just, it's so weird how you envision something going. And if the producers are like, that was so great, like your family was wonderful. And then it gets chopped up and edited and you're just kind of like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And now with TikTok and everyone having an opinion, it'd be overwhelming. So
I need to know if Megan Fox has DM'd her back.
Yeah. That's a good question.
I also need to know
what it feels like to hear from Brian Austin Green. Because that's weird.
The TMZ interview thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, her thoughts on that.
He was nice, though, right?
Yeah, he wasn't. He wasn't.
He basically
mean.
Was like, was it Megan Fox's?
A high caliber to compare.
The highest
to.
Caliber, basically, is what he said.
And then I want more context around that conversation. Like, how did it come up? Was he talking about the fact that he looked like Christian McCaffrey? I also need to know if producers tell them not to discuss their looks, because I feel like in the past they were very adamant about that. And this season they were kind of loosey-goosey.
About not, yeah.
Sharing what they look like.
I think every year they probably try to do it and producers are like, no, and they cut it. And I think this one they knew it was going to be a hot topic and they were like, let's just show it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyways, I'll work on my really hard-hitting questions. I just don't want it to be one of those where she comes in and we're like, well, what was it like filming?
Yeah,
what was it
like? Tell me about the reunion.
Oh, I also want to know if she feels like Jess is a girl's girl or if she feels like watching it back, if it felt like she wasn't as much on her team as she thought, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, I also feel like, too, I just don't think her and Jimmy are a match. Chelsea and Jimmy. I just don't. They're not partners.
Oh, no.
She needs a partner.
We need to say, I need you to say to her, I don't feel like Jimmy is your partner. Yeah. What if they're together, though?
Then, yeesh.
Even better. That's good. That's good. Okay, we're going to take a break and we will be right back.
Becca, let's talk about one of our goals for 2024, shopping sustainably.
Yes. And you know what's been amazing? Being able to shop sustainably at Macy's.
Agreed. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference.
It's so refreshing. I've been loving exploring their selection from brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more.
Plus, here's something really special. Macy's is not just talking the talk, they're walking the walk. Did you know that they're bringing more parks to more people by supporting the Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards project?
It's incredible. They're transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces, making sure our communities are healthy and livable for generations to come.
And here's where we can all make a difference. You can join Macy's in this incredible effort by donating online or in store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
Every little bit counts, and together we can create a greener, more sustainable future.
So head over to macys.com/purpose to learn more and make your contribution today.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes. 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
2 sisters and 1 friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Tanya, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home?
Honestly, no, there's not.
I swear when my house is clean, I feel motivated to do more, like at-home workouts or organizing my closet. I just feel more productive, like I'm ready to take on the day.
I totally agree. When my kitchen is clean and spotless, it makes things like meal prepping fly by. Clorox Scentiva provides a trusted clean with refreshing scents.
Find your home's signature scent. Is it coconut, grapefruit, or lavender? There's a scent for every vibe.
Step up your cleaning game.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. All right, we're back. Before we move to our next topic, there was a post in the Facebook group that absolutely shook me to the core.
I think I know what you're talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
You don't know what we're talking about.
I'm so glad you brought this up because I meant to.
What?
I have some additional information about this post.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Do we even read the post?
I think we have to.
Okay.
Was it dirty?
It's just the most insane thing I've ever read. And I'll tell you one thing. The Facebook group, keep us on our toes.
They bring it. I have it if you want it.
Okay, yeah, go ahead. I'll let you read it.
I am mortified by this, so I'm posting anonymously. Last week, my in-laws were in town staying with us. I don't know them all that well, but they seem like totally normal people. So here's the deal. The toilet in our bathroom hasn't been working, so we've all been sharing the guest bathroom. I got up in the middle of the night, and I accidentally walked in my father-in-law in the bathroom. He didn't notice, though. He was standing in front of the toilet, like he was peeing, but he was completely nude. And here's the really bad part. I'm 99% positive he was masturbating. Oh my God, I ran out, I jumped back in bed and started freaking out. I have a shelf above my toilet that has a big picture frame with me and my friends on spring break while we were in college. It sickens me to think he was looking at these pictures while poaching the egg. Once he was finally out of there, I went into the bathroom and I noticed my Bath & Body Works lotion was on the other side of the sink. Gross. It's pumpkin waffle. My question is, do I tell my husband about this? How do I bring it up? I'd almost just like to black it out of my memory and move on. Any advice is appreciated. Bravo to you, anonymous member of the Facebook group. That's a good one.
And everyone in the comments is like, don't tell your husband. Like, don't put that on him.
Oh, my God. Absolutely tell your husband. If this, I can't even.
I say tell your husband.
I cannot put myself in the situation because it actually pains me to think about, but I would absolutely tell Robbie.
I would tell my wife, and I'm sure that vice versa she would tell me.
Yeah, me too. I'd hope he would tell me.
Immediately. I would be a shell of a human if I didn't tell Haley.
No, you have to tell your husband.
Like, I would be so weighed down with this information.
Me too.
Yeah.
Too weighed down.
I mean, perfect world, it becomes a little inside joke you two have for the rest of your life.
Oh, I wouldn't be able to look him in the eye.
No.
I'm immediately taking the photos down. No photos in the bathroom.
Yeah, no photos in the whole house.
Not looking him in the eye for a minute.
Yikes.
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 Good luck, Anonymous.
Godspeed.
What did Tony say earlier? The ship?
Ships up.
Ships up.
Ships up. Get those ships up.
I think the ship was up. I think
treacherous waters.
Oh yeah, sorry. Okay, so Thursday we're doing another Ask Banya, which Tekka, Becky. Oof. There's a lot of questions. I saw Hannah Godwin was doing a lot of answering questions on TikTok about
Hannah Godwin or Goodwin.
It's Godwin.
Is it really? This whole time since her.
I call her Hannah G.
Yeah, she's Hannah G.
Yeah, but this whole time I thought her last name was Goodwin.
Well, it's G-O-D-W-I-N.
Yeah, that's Godwin.
Yeah.
But
Hannah G is what people know her as.
Right, okay.
She was answering questions just about logistical stuff of being on The Bachelor, you know, like what are the flights like? So we got a lot of questions to answer about that world and then answering emails because y'all seem to enjoy that.
And also, you know, Sam has put this life path numbers topic on our prep every single week for the past 6 weeks because I love it and I want to talk about it, but I feel as though it deserves maybe its own episode.
Oh, an own episode. Wow.
Yeah,
like
where we dive into like life path numbers. And then also there's this thing that I'm going to take this week. It's a test and I think maybe you should take it as well. And it basically, no, I think it's going to help you a lot in life.
Okay.
So it's called Human Design Blueprint. Has anybody heard of this?
HDB?
Yeah. And so basically there's like all these different human design types. So there's manifestors, there's generators, there's reflectors. And once you figure out what you are, it helps you realize how best you work and the type of people you need to surround yourself with.
Oh, interesting.
Because like my friend took it and she was like, I have all these ideas, but I can't execute them. So I need to hire an assistant that's going to help me execute them because I have the ideas. I just don't know how to like move them along. And she's a move alonger.
Is this Victoria Brown?
It is not Victoria Brown. It's Candace.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be interested to know.
So I'll take you the
blueprint.
Yeah, I want to know, definitely want to know your blueprint, because then I can see as a partner how best to
work.
Yeah, how to work with you.
Partner.
We are partners.
Yeah, scrubbing in partners.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great. Well, we'll do a whole episode on life path numbers and our human design profiles. Blueprint.
Yeah. Yes.
That's either a tease or the opposite of a tease.
I think our scrubbers are going to be into it.
Listen, it's, you never know.
It's a tease or a warning.
Either the ship's up or the ship's down. What we do know is that we have an episode this Thursday.
And
so we'll see you then.
Float. We know ships,
and ships
float.
Do, they have
buoyancy.
Buoyancy.
Preach.
Yeah. So you want to be a ship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Floating.
Up. A ship up.
Yep.
All right. We love you so much. See you Thursday.
Love you, bye. Bye.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need two or three ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by two sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference.
That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps get them through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule.
It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.